Welcome to Cramming for Creox. I'm John, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Let's get started, shall we? Today, we're on a mission to prevent a clot-tastrophe, venous thromboembolism in gynecologic surgery. Let's dive into ACOG Practice Bulletin 232, titled Prevention of Venous Thromboembolism in Gynecologic Surgery, and learn how to keep our patients safe from VTE. Starting within 24 to 72 hours post-op, but hiding until 6 to 15 days later. Risk factors include SERM use, although perioperative data on SERM use like tamoxifen is limited by lack of data evaluating VTE as the primary outcome. Mechanical thromboprophylaxis, which prevents venous stasis and promotes endogenous fibrinolysis, is key. Sequential compressive devices, or SCDs, are on par with unfractionated heparin and low molecular weight heparin, which I'll refer to as Lovenox for the sake of ease, for DVT risk reduction after major GYN surgery. But beware, SCD adherence sits at just 58%. Graduated compression stockings boast better adherence. Next up, the Caprini score. With scores of 1 to 2 corresponding to low risk, 3 to 4 to moderate risk, and 5 plus corresponding to high risk, this tool helps us determine the need for SCDs or pharmacologic prophylaxis. Low risk, use SCDs. Moderate risk, use either. High risk, use both. Be cautious with major bleeding risk factors, like complex surgery and uncontrolled hypertension. The practice bulletin defines complex surgery here as two or more procedures, difficult dissection, or more than one anastomosis. Some highlights to touch on for pharmacologic prophylaxis. For unfractionated heparin, timing is classically 2 hours pre-op, followed by every 8 to 12 hours post-op. Don't forget your reversal agent is protamine. Keep in mind that Lovenox has more anti-factor 10A activity and less antithrombin activity than unfractionated heparin, theoretically reducing the risk of major bleeding and wound hematomas. However, a systemic review of 3 GYN-specific RCTs evaluating unfractionated heparin versus placebo demonstrated a similar transfusion rate, wound hematoma, and hemoglobin level. However, one study did show an association with an increased EPL of about 150 cc's additional in the unfractionated heparin group. For high-risk VTE patients with contraindications to unfractionated heparin and Lovenox, fondaparinux is your go-to indirect factor 10A inhibitor. DOACs, or direct oral anticoagulants, currently only serve a role in perioperative thromboprophylaxis as an alternative to Lovenox for extended thromboprophylaxis and cancer laparotomies. A couple of final fun facts. Perioperative VTE alone doesn't warrant routine thrombophilia testing. Perioperative combined hormonal contraceptive use does have an elevated VTE risk, but that's less than half of the risk observed in pregnancy, and discontinuation preoperatively requires 4 to 6 weeks for normalization of clotting factors. For menopausal hormone therapy, limited data suggests no increased VTE risk with perioperative use. Last but not least, neuraxial anesthesia. Lovenox is fine up to 12 hours before placement or removal, and no earlier than 4 hours after removal. Unfractionated heparin is okay up to 4 to 6 hours before placement or removal and immediately after removal. But it all depends on which anesthesiologist you ask, obviously. And that's our crash course on preventing VTE in gynecologic surgery. We hope this episode has equipped you with the knowledge to keep your patients clot-free. Join us next time on Cramming for Creogs for more OBGYN wisdom and a healthy dose of whimsy. Until then, happy studying.